The prophetic age of the church is upon us, and the understanding of the secret of God is what we seek. A man has been given the mandate to raise God's type on earth as it is in heaven. Join Apostle David Friday to be part of this end time army. Stay blessed.
Hallelujah. I'm so happy. This is the last service of the year. Can we celebrate God? Hallelujah. I'm so happy meeting each and every one of you. The last service of the year. Can you look at your neighbor and celebrate your neighbor and say thank you for being in this last service of the year? Don't even know what to say. Now look at your neighbor. Tell me, can you appreciate God for bringing to this last service of the year? Now, if you don't know how to speak good English, no issue. You can still broke into a neighbor. Just tell your neighbor, oh boy, now so God bring us finish 2019. And you know one thing about all these years? They don't repeat in your life again. That means all the experiences of 2019, the bad experiences, they won't repeat in your life. No, this is not the thing of amen, because the days those bad experiences happened in 2019, those days cannot repeat in your life again. I want to say this now. That means there are a lot of things that will not be permitted to enter your 2020. Maybe I'm talking to myself. Let me say amen for myself. What? I'm not motivating you, I'm telling you the truth. That are certain things, when I was coming, I was thinking about some certain things that happened in 2019. We thank God for the good ones, but those ones we are not comfortable with, we know they will not repeat again. Because you and God will not permit it again. I still repeat to you and what? And God. You will not permit it again. That's why I was singing that song. Show me your face. I want to see your grace. My world is you. My world is you. Show me your face. Show me your face. Louder, everybody. My world is you. My world is you. Show me your grace. Show me your grace. Punaskita puataya. Temusurutaya. Metukaka pinurutaya safiataya. Right now, my world is you. That is my prayer. Sometimes you need to intentionally let God know His place in your life. Say, I don't know about before, but presently, my world is you. Right now. Let's go to the book of John 3, verse 14 to 17. John 3, 14 to 17. Show me your face. Don't forget this song. I want to see your grace. My world is you right now. My world is you. He said, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Most of you know the story of Moses. When he was in the wilderness, a time came, they were fighting with the Amalekites, right? And the instruction was like, his hand is up, right? And once his hand was up, mama, what happens? They win the battle. But as his hand gets weaker, his strength dropped. What happened? It was opposite. So a certain time came, there had to be a support. Do you remember the story? Okay. That means the winning of the battle was not their strength. It was the power of God. God gave an instruction. Follow me. As God gave that instruction, this is the keyword. As God gave that instruction, they followed the instruction. and as long as the hand of Moses was up to obey the instruction, God was fighting for them. So it was not them just fighting. It was just like they were just physically there, but what was fighting for them was God. And as his hand dropped, what happened? That means that war that day, the victory they won was not their power, it was God. That means if you check when the hand dropped, those people start winning them. That means those people are stronger. I want to say this now. I accept that there are some certain battles you can face in your life. Let's follow this. I accept that there are some certain battles you can face in your life that you might not have the strength to win. God even know. God know that if you leave them with them, they cannot win. Let me see. In as much as there are powers inherent in us that God has given to us, there are situations that God know on your own. If he leaves you in that situation, there is no way you can come out of it. The woman with the issue of blood understood this. She knew that her sickness, if she is left with that sickness, what will be her end story is grave. So she came to a point where she knew, the only option is what? That she touched the hem of what? Of his garment. That means she needs to draw energy, draw result from what is outside her. No, not everything you solve by yourself. There are some certain things that God himself, in his mercy and love, he comes and fights for you. I explained that the difference between God with us and God for us. E.g., they say, if God be for us, who? Come, quick. I'm trying to work with time, eh? If God stand here. Sorry. If God be for us, if God be for us, if God is working for you, he's standing here. So, in as much as some of us know, we'll find trouble and we'll go and run in the back of our mommy or our senior brother because he's standing for you. And at that point, if the person that is coming to beat you, he will not even think of you again. First of all, you will look at the power of the strength of the person standing for you. And if he knows he cannot contend with it, he has no option now to go back. In as much as you are the one that offended him. That means if God stands for you, irrespective of whether you are right or wrong, he stands for you. I've seen situations like this in my life where God stood for me. Some of us who have seen it in our life where God stood. You know, this one is God. Then there's God with us. God with us is here with you. If you make a step now, he makes. If you don't make another step, he won't make. That's why there's some certain situation in your life, you're expecting results, and God is saying, I will not come for you. I'll be with you. We'll pass through it together. So these are the two things that happened in 2019. That there were days he stood for you. Even in your dreams, he stood for you. And there were days he allowed you to dream the bad dream, but he tells you to cancel it. I want to start what I'm saying now. That one is, he is with you. The reason why you are still alive is because this two dimension of God is playing in your life now. That the way the one is stood for you and your family, your children. Just like that, the baby stood up in the night, start crying, you don't even know what is happening. He stood for you. You don't know if a baby is attacked, how will you know? So do you say that this baby now, as long as this baby stays and grow, God will stand for. Then there are situations where if it grow to some level, God will say, this one, you need to learn how I do it also. So I'm standing with you. So this place is stood for them. That is why if God be for us, who can? That means the issue is not you again. It's not your power, it's the power of God. So if God be for you, who can be against you? They said nobody passed 50 in your family. And you say, me, I'll pass. It's not my strength, I know. See, stop suffering yourself on what you know you can't do. Tell them it's for, God is for me on this matter. I don't know what to bring the result in this issue. I don't know what to bring me to 2020 to success. I don't know what I need to know. See, if you want to know everything on earth, which one? How many years do you have? Mercy is not just that you are forgiven of a sin or you are pardoned from a certain thing. Mercy is that you are giving grace. That's what the Bible says. It says what? Let's come boldly before the throne of what? Grace and obtain mercy. Then he said it again. He said, and find what? Find grace. obtain mercy. I was thinking, why is the Bible is saying we obtain mercy, then we find grace? Before I thought, these are two different things. Then the Holy Ghost opened my eyes. He said, you know what? When I say obtain mercy, I didn't say find mercy. That means it is my duty to give you mercy. Then the finding of grace is in your compliance to my rules. You're working with me, you find grace. We obtain mercy on the cross. Do we pay for it? We are the one even killing him. Upon saying he's dying for us. I want to say this now. We persecuted the two of us. Because, and he's dying for us. He gave, that is obtaining of mercy. He gave it to receive mercy. That's why the Bible said the sure mercy of David. Sure. It doesn't shake. Because most of the time we feel, can God have mercy on this aspect? Yeah. It's part of for us. Somebody tells you, what you sow, you reap. You know, you are meant to tell a person, I accept what I sow, I will reap. But what about what Jesus sowed for me on the cross? If I reap all those things he sowed for me on the cross, it will be more than the one I sowed for myself. You don't understand? I'm sorry, please, I'm not trying to say you do people bad thing. Eh? But in a situation where, God forbid, I'm trying to explain this dimension for us. This is it. He said, when he lifted, God was for them as the hand was lifted up. That means there were things you know that God will be for you consistently, even in 2020. Man, as a being, is not perfect. Hope you know. What perfects us is the Holy Spirit. The help of God. Hope you know. Remove God from man, is man perfect? So, there are days where, inasmuch as you're a Christian, there are times where the man nature can be exhibited. E.g., you can get angry. You can get offended even by your baby, two of us. Right? So, those days, you can get angry and even flog the child, right? Without even, it's possible that day you beat that child. You are the one that is, it's wrong, bro. Okay, so imagine if everything you saw, you reap. Will it be alive? If you know you have ever offended somebody, let me show you before, mistakenly, be sincere. Imagine those things. If that's what you saw, you reap now. If you reap all those things now, which one, how will your life be now? So do you see now, God knew that as man as you are, that's something that humanity can permit you to offend somebody. So what he did is, look at it now. He paid a price on the cross. He sowed too much on the cross. That, if they calculate what you sow, you reap, and what he sowed for you, you still be on advantage. Let me give you an answer. This is, imagine Holy Son. This guy now is holy. Let's do this. Come, be fast. Look at it now. Stand here. Face it. Stand, face. If this guy sows 500 to this guy, that means over time, now this guy is going to pay him back. How much will he pay? Sorry, if this guy borrowed 500, let's use this example now. How much will he pay? 500, right? So now, and this guy is disturbed that he bought, Holy Spirit, help me. Okay, he sold 500 to this guy, but if this guy is meant to pay, how much will he pay? Then, so to him. Then over time, he disturbed this guy of paying the money. Now put the money in your pocket. He disturbed this guy of paying the money, and the guy doesn't have the ability to pay the money. Then this guy tells him, what you sow, you want. What is it meant to reap? Let's talk now. What is it meant to reap now? Judgment, two of us. Because he has not paid what was given to him. Please, I'm not trying to say you should do a bad thing. I'm just trying to explain what Christ did on the cross for you. For those who are living in guilt and say, everything I've done in 2019, oh God, how can you have mercy on me? What about, are you understanding this now? I want to tell you the power of the cross. Now I come as Jesus. Follow me, please. Don't be distracted. I come as Jesus now. And I know this guy is meant to pay this guy 500. And truly, this guy gave him. But on this account now, this guy doesn't have the money again. Possibly he has squandered it. And we follow the law. This guy is either going to jail, or he's going to prison, or they will beat him up, or they'll do him anything. But because of the love I have for him, in as much as he's wrong, I come, then I come with my blood. Then I say, how much is he owing you? He says, 500. Then I count 1,000 and give you. I say, for bonus, on account of the love I have for him. Maybe some of you will not understand this. Need the money. I now drop the money here. And I'm telling you, what you sow is what you reap. Me, I drop a note more than the 500. Now, take from what you gave him, and there will still be remaining on the cross for him. Now, it's the duty of this guy, come and come. If this guy wants his money, he can even give the guy, and he still have one. What I'm going to say is, if no matter what you have done, God's blood is too enough to pay and still have extra for you. No matter what you have done, you still what? You still have enough. Now he's having what? 1,000, and this guy's having what? So it doesn't matter what you have done for 2019. I'm telling you. Do you insult anybody? Do you quarrel with anybody in your neighborhood? And the person is still like your life is ending. Tell the person, there's something Christ has paid. That is where I'm going now. Verse 15. That whosoever believeth in him should know what? That means if you believe that I paid as Jesus the 1,000, you can pay for this guy and you can still have more. That's why he came and died for us while we are still what? Sinners. Then verse 16. He said, for God so loved the what? Is it church? The world. Everybody. What? We don't only God love only Christians. I was walking today and I saw three drunkards inside car. One of the friends was even telling the driver. He said, as you drink, there is no one can go to hell. And at first I was laughing. And God said, do you not love them? And I said, this one guy. He said, yes. He said, they are my children. He said, if your children are bad, or you could not be old. He said, I still love them. And that's why I want them to change. This is no matter your child is spoiled as mother, you will still love the child and want the child change because your own is your own. So you must have this understanding, mama, that you are of God. Irrespective of what happened in 2019, it doesn't matter who writes you down. What is there for you, and there's an advantage of the blood. If you're a young man, you understand this. That is why you see they rush their mouth and say, sister Nketi, brother Amaka, brother Amaka, brother Ima, anyone, Mama Elizabeth, whatsoever. You don't see what is happening. This and that, you see, and you look at them, say, I'm not seeing what is happening, I'm seeing what my God has paid. It doesn't matter what. If it's poverty that is coming your way, tell him that the blood just paid on the cross is too much. That even though you are a billionaire today, there will still be more. It was that the doctor that said something. He said, there is nothing you beg God that will reduce of inside that will reduce God's bank account. That means if God give you 20 billion, can God be poor? If God give all the money on the earth, will he be poor? So there is nothing you will beg God that what? That he can be poor. Nothing at all. Nothing. So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What is everlasting life? From the day I read this down, I knew the issue of death. There's no way. What is everlasting life? A life without end. That means if you take 2 billion life from me, I still have more life. Say, which can kill you? Which, see, if you dash which life, you still have more life. Understand this? Because the life God gave you is everlasting. That's sickness. 2 billion life, you still have what? More life. The problem with you is not that, it's not death again. Because the life he gave to you was what? Was everlasting. That life is in all aspects of your life, not just that you are living in your business. Do you see why you can rise in 2020? You did the business to fail, but you can rise again. Because the life in the business is everlasting. This is your character, your relationship, your marriage. The devil came into your marriage in 2019. There's trouble between you and the husband. But in 2020, you shall experience a better favor. Why? Everlasting life in marriage. In your academics, you have two carryovers and you are frustrated, only to discover that in 2020 your CGPA rise because it's an everlasting life. Destiny helpers came, they want to help you. Somebody came in between and spoiled the help. 2020, instead of one destiny helper, is 20 destiny helpers because it's everlasting life. We as a ministry will have everlasting life in 2020. I tell you. My world is you, right? Show me your face. I want to see your grace. My world is you, right? My world is you. Verse 17. Show me your grace. I want to see your face, God. My world is you. So my world is you. You see, and God sent not his son into the world to condemn what? You see now, every time you see anything condemning you, including your sin, is the devil. I want to ask you something. If you are sick and you go to the hospital, do medical doctor condemn you because you are sick? Instead, he finds way to cure you. Even though you sin, God doesn't condemn you. He says, he has not come to condemn the world. He comes to save you as a medical doctor. So that guilt in you is the devil. The devil wants to make you feel you are useless. Are you understanding this, Sam? To discourage you that you are useful. And once you lose your value, you start losing ground. The devil tells you, you don't know what happened in October 2019, but the one that kissed that girl, huh? Are you understanding this now? Then you tell him, but the blood of Christ is what? Pastor David said what? He said, even though the message speaks 20 billion times, there's more. And the life he has given to me is a what? It's everlasting. So there's an everlasting life of purity. If like a student, go and steal money from mommy, and the devil is condemning you, say, you don't know what he did January. Tell the devil, hey, that was then. Today, my word is you right now. I'm talking of now. That it doesn't matter yesterday. Now I've given it to Jesus. I've given my word. Men reign by knowledge. If you have the knowledge, that's what the Bible says, took the lack of knowledge, my people, what? They perish. If you have the knowledge, there's no way you can perish. The knowledge is, he has not come to condemn you. See, he has not come to condemn the world. But that the world through him might be what? Saved. That means he wants to save you, not to condemn you. Are you a smoker? Are you a drunkard? An addict? Are you a masturbator? Anything you are passing on earth, he wants to save you. Is it pornography? Is there anything? He wants to change you. The problem is we don't go to him to change us. We stay in our guilt, thinking we are defiled, we are not even used. In fact, the biggest thing you have is people who talk down on you. They tell you no. With the voice of the devil that you can't make it. You are down with the guilt of you started a business, it failed. Down with the guilt that your husband lose the work. Down with the guilt that you could not pray like before. Forgetting that it's not he that will it, or he that run it. It's the Lord that showed mercy. I've discovered that it's not excess prayer that brings result. It is the favor of God upon your prayers that bring result. Because I'm not the one that answered the prayer. So even though you like pray for 20 hours, if God decides to answer the one that prayed for 5 hours, 5 minutes, who will get the result? Bible said the Holy Spirit help our infirmities, for we don't know what to pray. And through what? Through what? Through deep groaning. That groaning is not your own again. It's he that prays through you. So I sang the song then. Spirit groan, spirit groan, spirit groan, spirit groan. From no central, spirit break out, spirit groan, spirit groan, spirit groan, spirit groan, spirit groan. Spirit groan from the central. Spirit break out. Spirit groan. Spirit groan. Spirit groan. Spirit groan. Spirit groan.
Come on, everybody.
Spirit break out. Break out. Break out. Spirit groan.
God is not just a God over your life. He's a Father over your life. That is why when they met Jesus, he said, teach us how to pray. What did he say? He said, our Father who art in heaven. He didn't call God God. He didn't say Lord. He didn't say King. You know why? If he's King, whatever a king decree comes to pass, he can't change again. So a king, he cannot be too merciful to walk in this. If he's God, in the mightiness of his God, if you come with his anger, you are dead. That is why most of the people who came from Egypt to the wilderness, most of them did not go to promised land. So he said, our Father, like the prodigal son, no matter what he did, he said, I will return my Father. Not to a king, not my Father. No matter how, I've not seen a father who has disowned his child. No matter if you disown the child, if the child change, you own it. No matter if the child comes and says, from today I'm not stealing again, I'm good, you own him. Check a father, say, I disown the child. If you hear the kid, the child, you start crying. He has not disowned him from the heart. The prodigal son left, and when he returned to his father. He knows that everything can reject him, but his father. God is your father too. If you watch your child grow till the child get married and you don't reject the child, mama, what about God that is not man? That has more large heart, more big heart than you. If you can train this child now and you want the child will wee on your body, poop on your body, you will grow and start talking some certain time. The child will start growing too, and you will still be patient. What about God that has a heart that is above your own? So please, forget 2019 and its lies. Get the truth of 2019. And those things you don't want, 2019 is two things, negative and positive. Get the positive part and enter the 2020. And those 20 negative part, just dust it away. And say, for this 2020, show me your grace. The grace of Lord does not condemn a man. The grace of Lord save a man. Save my business in 2020. Save my marriage in 2020. Save my friendship. I want a new accommodation. I want to pass from where we are into a new house. Save my accommodation. I started a building. I started a business. I started something. I want to complete it in 2020. That thing that people pass and they mock and say, Ishanele, yeah, Japan. She started, but she not finished. You don't see that thing. I want to prove to them that you are God. Oh my yewele. Okay, anekele. So I can manage her. And you think what do you? But 2020, let laughter come. That's what I'm saying. Say, show me your face. I want to see your grace. It's a simple prayer. My world is you right now. That your world is your family. Your family is inside your world. Your friends are inside your world. Your health is inside your world. Your finances are inside your world. Your marital life are inside your world. Every aspect of your life, your academic life, is inside your world. Stand up everywhere. Just somebody to give a clap offering to God. With a shout. No, if you know it's your word, you give God a shout and a clap. No, that one is from you. For the King of Kings, for the Lord of Lords, for the Prince of Peace. Come on, everywhere you are, give God a shout. Show me your face. Sing that song everywhere you are. I want to see your grace. My world is you. My world is you. Show me your grace.
of heaven is you, Jesus.
Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see your face.
Sitting down, you can be on your feet everywhere you are and sing that song.
My world is you. Show me your face, Lord. I want to see your face.
My world is you, God.
Afresh into our heart. Our problem is not the things of the heart. It needs to come into our heart and still work on our heart again. So you are going to sing that song and you say, my heart is you. Are we ready? If you are distracted, close your eyes so that no, your neighbor will not distract you. It's an intentional thing. Come on, everybody.
Show me your face. I want to see your grace. My world is you. My world is you. My world is you, God. Show me. Show me your grace.
It on your head, your right hand on your head, your left hand up. You say, my mind is you. Most of us, the issues we have is our mind. I want to start this now. So lift up your voice and say,
my mind is you, right?
Come on, everybody.
Show me your grace. Show me. I want to see your face. My mind is you. My mind is you. My mind is you. God, show me. Show me your face.
Now your eyes.
Show me
your eyes. Intentional about it. Some of you are right now, but this is how you change your dreams. I'm telling you, when you pray like this, bah, and you sleep, your eyes cannot see any evil in your dream again.
My eyes is you. Show me your grace. Show me your grace. I want to see your face. My eyes is you, God. My eyes is you, God.
Now raise up your two hands. Make sure you are looking at me. I pray for you in the name of Jesus.
that your ears, your eyes, your tongue, your legs, your hands, and everything that surrounds your life will be God's own property from today in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree in the name of Jesus that your life will experience a dimension of favor from now to this coming year, that you will shout out the name of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Your health is for Christ, and Christ for your health. I still repeat it, your health is for Christ, and Christ for your health in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible lets us understand this evening that there's an everlasting life. You can never be caught short. You can never be caught short. You will never be caught short. Your life is a life of everlasting life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible does not tell you that you should go and fast and pray for everlasting life. He said, believe. He said, as so many that what? Believe. To them, he asked what? To them, what do you have? Ever. For God so loved the Lord that he gave his word, that whosoever believe. This is a fast. This is, no, I'm not saying fasting and prayer is bad. What I'm saying is, believe. Believe on what he has done on the cross. Don't try to do it again. He has done it for you. Are you understanding this now? He has done it for you. You are not trying to do it again. I'm not trying to pay the price of what Christ has paid on the cross. What he told me in that scripture is what? Is believe. If you go to the hospital and they tell you, go and take 2 doses of Panadol, will you go and take 4? So in that scripture, what he told is what? Believe. Believe he has paid for you. Believe that there's no condemnation for you. Believe that no power from the pit of hell can shut your life. When I read this thing, I understood that. I laughed in my room. I said, if I give them 20 billion lives, I still have enough life. This is why I can give life even to the dead. Some of you go back, go and lay hand on your business and say, receive life. I give you 30 billion lives everywhere, 2020. Life in my business, life in my marriage, life in my academics, life in my children's school fees, life in my health, life in my utterance, everything about your life. Life in your eyes. I pray for you that you will start seeing the prophetic eye of the Lord will open your eyes. You will start hearing in the spirit. You start speaking the things of the Lord. You start seeing results in your life. I bless your health. I bless your finances. I bless everything that has to do with your life. I separate you from every Pharaoh of life, resistance forces, strongholds that are contending with your destiny. We put an end to them in 2019 in the mighty name of Jesus. Just like the way 2019 can never repeat itself in your life again. Every occurrences that are evil, every manipulation, every association, every manipulation, every empowerment from the gates of darkness, 2019, we decree that can never repeat in 2020 in Jesus' name. The Lord is your strength. The Lord is your shield. The Lord is your covering. Bible says, even though they come in one way, they shall spread in how many ways? In 7. In 2020, confusion shall be the order of your enemies. The spirit of confusion that came upon the tower of Babel, that in today that tower was not built, God will confuse them till they leave this earth. You will enter into an endless realm of fruitfulness. You'll be fruitful in every area. From last Friday, I've been tempted to say a lot of things that God will do in 2020. And if you know the theme of our 2020, our first service of next Friday, we have entered 2020 already. Our first service, don't miss it for anything. We pray we have a full house. That is because what God is about to do in 2020, you don't understand. If you are the one, you give God a shout where you are. You are too far. I'm telling you. He loves me when I didn't care. Was patience still lacking? Running back into his arms. See how he turned my life around. Come on, everybody. Make me a shining star. That's the stars of heaven. His glory
worship you forever. Because this God is so good.
And that is how it will be in your life. In 2020, they will see and say, this God is too good. In Jesus' name. There's this song I love so much. You know the song? Our mother has sing it before. And they always sing it when there is Women Day in our church there. I don't know why that song is Women Day. I know the song. People, they ask me, say, now waiting, they make me show. I know a woman post. I just say, tell them, say, now Jesus Day. That will be your story in 2020. People, they ask you, say, now waiting, they make you shine. I just get that. Mama, now who? Abu ma gojo ita. Come on.
Odubo gagut.
Come on.
Abu ma gojo ita. Can we give God a shout?
So sit down, sit down, sit down. We are closing. Sit down, sit down. Somebody shout glory to God. How many of you are happy? You are happy. I'm very happy. Very happy about what God is doing. Hallelujah. So, quickly, this is our last service for the year. And we're so happy. I want to celebrate God for that. We're happy because we'll not come back to 2019 again. I don't know about you, me, I will not come back again.
By the word we receive life. We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For inquiries, visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/thestarsofheavens or call 081-664-07052 or 090-355-16916. Thank you.